wish I was in London, some other seaport town. Set my foot on a steamboat and I sail the ocean round. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. Thinking of handsome Molly, wherever she might be. Remember, oh dear Molly, when you gave me your right hand. Said if you were to marry, then I would be your man. Now you broke your promise, go marry who you please. Heart is breaking, you're going at your ease. Sailing around the ocean, sailing around the sea. Thinking in Somali, wherever she might be. Church on Sunday, she passes me on by. I can tell the love is changing by the roving of her eyes. Her hair is like a raven's, her eyes as black as coal. Cheeks are shone like lilies out in the morning glow. Set my foot on a steamboat and I'd sail the ocean round.
Thanks so much. Wow. Oh, this is a thrill. This is really nice. Beautiful place to play. Lots of people that are enjoying it. It's a good recipe for a good show. So we're going to just keep going here. This is great. Well, that first tune we played is called Under the Hood. It's written about Montana. A little bit of advice, you know, if you go out driving in Montana, always be sure to check under the hood. And of course, that was written by our intrepid keyboardist, Mr. Phil Auberg, who is from Montana. The world's most convincing bluegrass pianist. And of course, we had a beautiful arrangement, a very old tune, perhaps the first women's liberation tune, Handsome Molly, and that was, of course, sung by the unique, the one and only Mr. Tim O'Brien. And arranged by our master of all fretted instruments, Mr. Mike Marshall. We're going to play a tune written by our dominatrix without mercy of the banjo, Ms. Allison Brown. She's going to tell you a little bit about this tune.
Thank you very much. Well, we're going to do a tune that I wrote that's kind of inspired by Scotch, English, and Irish fiddle tradition, like a lot of bluegrass music is, but it's probably more directly inspired by a cat I used to have. And this cat's name was Weetabix, in English tradition, I guess, named after that fine soggy cereal we all love. I actually wrote the first part of this tune right before I got Weetabix. I was really excited to get a kitten. And so I wrote this really kind of happy little first section. And then once I got him, I wrote the second part of the tune, and he was just an adorable little orange kitten hopping around the apartment. He was really cute. So the first part of the tune's really kind of optimistic and looking forward to the arrival of this orange puffball. And once I got him, I wrote another little happy section for the tune. But then once we had lived together for a few weeks, the dark side of his personality began to reveal itself. And I discovered that Weetabix was never going to learn to use the litter box. At which time I wrote the third section of this tune, which is kind of a little dark and mysterious and more somber. So after a little bit more soul searching, I decided to send Weetabix off to a better home. And my life went on without him, and things got a lot better after that. So the happy part of the tune repeats itself at that point. So here's one called Weetabix.